Next patient is going to be a gentleman by Paul Farris, PAULFARRIS, 12566. Paul is originally from Dallas. He lived in Houston most of his life. He used to work at Burger King and Jack in the Box and fast food restaurants, period. He has a history of gastroesophageal reflux, heart problems, anxiety, depression, asthma, bronchitis, COPD, hypertension, and diabetes. He also has poor dentition. Recently, he's shown evidence of weight loss. His BMI has dropped to 16 from 19.8. Not eating and weakness. Patient's medication or allergy, penicillin, Ambien medication, Risperdal 8 milligram BID. Progenta 5 milligram once a day, Lasix 40 milligram a day, Levetiracetam 500 milligram twice a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Dilantin 100 milligram TID, Keppra 500 BID, Remeron 15 milligram a day, insulin 70/30, 10 units twice a day, Farxiga 10 milligram a day, Januvia 100 milligram a day, Lasix 20 milligram a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, amilodipine 10 milligram a day, levothyroxine 50 milligram a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, and Aricept 10 milligram daily. Surgery, had some kind of surgery done for small bowel obstruction. COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, doesn't know much about his dad, doesn't care to know about his dad. Mom died of some sort of cancer. Social, he's a heavy smoker. Has been a smoker, continues to smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. He's single, never had any children. Paul appears to be confused at the time of examination and very thin. There has been a recent change in his medication. He was just hospitalized because of change in mental status, and since hospitalization, he's only taken the Cogentin 1 milligram a day, Prestige 50 milligram a day, Cinequan 300 milligram at nighttime, benzodiazepine 5 milligram a day, and doxepin 50 milligram. Because of his weight loss, he's been his insulin and his metformin remains the same, but other diabetic medications have been discontinued per caretaker. Patient requires 24-hour care around the clock because of his seizure disorder and other disabilities, period. Allergy, we talked about that. On exam, he O2 sites 99%, pulse is 79, respiration is 18, blood pressure 130 over 92, heart positive, small positive, two lungs clear, abdomen soft. Next shows no daily issues with no rash. Muscle wasting noted. Assessment diabetes. Number 2, associated weight loss. Number 3, history of bipolar disorder. Next one is hyperlipidemia. Next one is weakness, severe. Next one is gastroesophageal reflux. Next one is we'll obtain albumin level to evaluate patient for protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next number, anxiety. Next number is psych issues long term. Next number is overall prognosis is quite poor for Mr. Ferris. Thank you.